You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The BJP-led central government on Monday refuted Mamata Banerjee's claim that West Bengal wasn't consulted before India and Bangladesh announced talks for the renewal of the 1996 Ganga Water Treaty. Bengal was consulted on the review of the Ganga Water Treaty with Bangladesh, several reports quoted government sources as saying. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Tuesday walked out of prison after he agreed to plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department, according to court papers filed on Monday night. Assange will plead guilty this week to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents. Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, leader Saurabh Bharadwaj on Tuesday said that Aatishi was admitted to a hospital after her sugar level plummeted to 36. He said that the doctors were checking her vitals as her health deteriorated during her indefinite hunger strike over the water crisis in Delhi. Team India produced a splendid performance under pressure to defeat Australia by 24 runs on Monday, thus continuing its unbeaten run in the T20 World Cup to qualify for the semi-finals. Indian captain Rohit Sharma was the star of the show, as he finally ended his streak of low scores in the edition with a brilliant 92 off just 41 deliveries, smashing the Australian bowlers all around the park. Nag Ashwin's Kalki 2898 AD is one of the most anticipated films of the year. Kamal Haasan plays Yasmin in the sci-fi magnum opus, which also stars Prabhas, Deepika Padukone, Amitabh Bachchan, and Disha Patani. In a recent interview during the pre-release event in Mumbai, Kamal was asked about the long casting process and why he took so much time to say yes to the project.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.